We're going to have a good time then, and we're having a good time now. It is my pleasure to welcome to the studio Dr. Daniel Zeringer, who has actually, it's kind of a beautiful confluence of things for Dan. It is that you've just gotten your PhD, and you have just released a record. And on that note, congratulations, and welcome to WISO.
Thank you, Nikki. It's absolutely a pleasure to be here.
You came in here with CDs in hand. You have a trumpet that you're going to be playing for us in a moment. But let's talk about this brand new CD. You just celebrated its release. Quickly give us an arc of the music here, and also how you connected with Mr. Winter Egg, and then let's hear a little bit of this fine, fine offering.
Sure. Well, the CD came out to the public on May the 13th, Friday the 13th, which I thought was a good omen.
It's a good omen.
Very good omen. And it is my debut solo CD. So it's primarily me playing the trumpet by myself, but also with various different groups. There's a piece for flugelhorn and cello, a piece for trumpet and piano, a little duet where I get to play a duet with myself, which was challenging and very fun.
Studio wizardry.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. That was an eye-opening experience for sure. And then a brass quintet piece with the Wright State Faculty Brass Quintet, which was a lot of fun. And then the final piece on the CD is called Popular Variations on a Classical Theme. And it's six movements that are based on the same Dvorak theme that take us from the 40s to the 80s. And that was really a hoot to record.
But it's the style that matters here.
Absolutely. And I think there's a little bit that everyone can really latch onto and enjoy with this one.
Let's hear one of those. This is there's some decades that arc through here. And this is from the 50s. This is from the new CD from Dr. Daniel Zeringer. It's called Stephen Winter Egg Songs by Daniel Zeringer. Is that correct?
Journeyman Songs.
Journeyman Songs.
Yes.
I missed that key word there. And you can get it, by the way, at iTunes, on Amazon, on CD Baby, and here's a little sample of what you'll find there.
That was a lot of fun to record, let me tell you.
So what's cool about this, we're in studio with Dr. Daniel Zeringer. He is a trumpet professor at Wright State University School of Music. And then not only just become a doctor, which I have a friend who's a classical saxophonist who just became a doctor in that. And I always
Excellent.
Remind people, it is. And I say, he's a doctor. But not the kind that helps people.
Exactly. We help you out in different ways.
It is yes, a very yes, different way, but exactly. you really do help. And what's kind of nice, and I'll be able to play this on Miami Valley Mondays now, because
okay.
this you mentioned as we were listening that every person who's heard on this record
is a Wright State faculty teacher. And the whole entire project is a local project. Stephen Winter Egg is a local composer. He teaches at Cedarville University. And before that, he taught at Wittenberg, and that's actually where I met Steve. And also, he used to be principal tuba with the Dayton Philharmonic.
And you said that they performed some of his works?
They have performed some of his works. Steve has had two ballets premiered by the Dayton Ballet Company. I played on the recordings for those. And so Steve is a local artist, but he's internationally known. His pieces have been played by orchestras all over the world. But this entire album, like I said, was recorded at Schuster Hall, which is our newly renovated hall at Wright State.
Nice. And, thanks to the Schusters. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. They have been so generous to to the Dayton community with just fabulous. All of the musicians are local. And all of the music is local, and it was recorded locally. So it's a wonderful representation of what's possible here in the Miami Valley.
And it fits in your hand.
It's
called Daniel Zeringer Trumpet Journeyman's Songs, the music of Stephen Winteregg. And Winteregg is spelled just like you might imagine, Stephen with a V. And you can find it, and I hope you'll do that, at iTunes, on Amazon, or at CD Baby. You can get, by the way, at iTunes, a hard copy or a download. But I have to say, if you get the hard copy, you get the information inside. And
you do? Isn't that
cool.
Nice?
I like to hold it.
Yes.
I like to hold it.
Very tangible.
We've got one called Chasing the Wind queued up. This is from Reflections of...
Koheleth.
Look at that. And you're playing B-flat and C-trumpet here and flugelhorn?
That's correct. On this particular track, I'm playing C-trumpet, and there's a little harmon mute shoved in the end. So if it sounds a little different, it is.
And when we get back, you're going to give us a little bit of a primer, if you will.
Will do.
In the art of trumpeting.
You got it.
Check it out. This is Chasing the Wind from the new record from Daniel Zeringer. It's Journeyman Songs, the music of Stephen Winteregg. A little bit, kind of has a spookiness to it.
It does, doesn't it?
That's interesting.
Yeah, the mute that's causing this is called a harmon mute, and or some people might know it as a wah wah mute. And as when I was warming up in here earlier, I was playing a little bit, and Nikki said, "Oh, that sounds like the cartoons," and it does. It has this little stem in the end, and you can create little effects like this.
Would you do that again? And I'm going to try not to laugh, and then okay. We'll use it as a sound effect later. And you should see him do it. It's very mechanical. This is a very analog instrument. There's no wizardry here. This is a lot of properties of physics that are reacting with one another.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes.
What I find to – and I asked you, but as we were going, I said, listen, you know – I always like to be able to be educated a little bit, and I cannot understand for the life of me. If you can picture a trumpet, it's more or less a straight instrument. There's a sort of a track. You get a racetrack, and it goes out and down, and then makes a circle, and then the bell is at the end there.
Yes.
But there are only three buttons, and you make virtually an infinite number of notes.
That's
how?
Right.
How?
Okay, are you ready for the physics lesson?
I really don't understand.
Okay, I'll do the condensed version
okay.
of this. Okay, so most people know what a bugle is, right? You hear people play taps and stuff on a bugle. That doesn't have any valves. So if you don't have any valves, you're basically stuck with one length of the instrument, which is about 4 foot long.
And valves would mitigate the where the air resonates?
They actually change the length. So you see when I push down this first valve, how it goes through that tubing?
Oh.
And now it makes it 4 foot 6 inches long, which allows me to hit a whole different number of pitches.
It's a routing. These buttons
yes.
are a routing mechanism.
And then you use them in combination to create different lengths.
Okay, so So
there are seven lengths, seven fingerings.
Okay.
And I'll play them for you.
All right.
So if I were to not have any valves, I'd only be able to play open notes like this. So you can hear how I'm just sticking to the same basic pitches going up and down.
You touched nothing except to hold it to your lips, and you made all those notes. So you're changing the
yes.
shape of your lips.
I'm buzzing my lips into the mouthpiece. So I can even create pitches without the mouthpiece, like... You should see Nikki's face. This is great.
Awesome.
This is great. Yeah, so the mouthpiece acts like a little amplifier, and you put it in here, and
oh.
you get seven different lengths. So if my first length sounds this pitch. So that's how I can get all the different pitches. I'm actually changing the length of the instrument.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So by blocking off or opening, you're changing the length the air passes before it comes out the bell.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. Do you have to be really good at math to play trumpet?
You know, people always assume that.
You
because
would think.
It seems very mathy. I was not a good math student.
Okay.
Okay. But I did love music. Math can get involved in music more on the theoretical side. But, you know, when you start off learning the trumpet, you basically learn hot cross buns or whatever, you know. And you learn one fingering at a time.
Was that your first instrument? Was that the first instrument that called out, said, Dan, come be a doctor of me?
It did. It called to me. I come from a very large family. I'm the youngest of 14 from the same mom and dad.
Wow.
And
busy.
Oh, yes. They yes. But my older brothers and sisters all played instruments. Either most of my brothers played guitar, but my sisters played euphonium, which we talked about earlier.
We did.
Trumpet and clarinet. And
very brassy family.
Very brassy family, of course. And the trumpet just, I don't know, it resonated with me. I started off with that on the fifth grade, and I stuck with it.
Clearly. Well, congratulations on your recent being bestowed a PhD. That's years of – think about – not to mention the course we're going to read, the hours of practice that
yes,
have
of course.
Gone into that.
Yeah, it's that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
And so much of that coming to culmination in such great display here on the new record. It's called Daniel Zeringer, Trumpet. Journeyman's Song, the music of, or say just Journeyman's Songs, the music of Stephen Winteregg. Again, you can get that on iTunes, Amazon, or CD Baby. And the iTunes, if you're like me, you can opt for the hard copy. A little something. You can, you know, then make a digital copy, but you still have that.
Sure.
A little backup. Let's hear another one if you'd like to pick one.
How about track six?
Track six, Postcard from Narbonne.
And what's interesting about this is it's for flugelhorn and cello. So flugelhorn's a very dark, mellow instrument. And the cello can be as well. But this is a very unique pairing, and I think people will enjoy it.
We're in the studio with Dr. Dan, and this is one from his new record on your public radio station, 91.3.
Thank you.
A little surprise ending
little
there.
Snap at the end, yes.
A tune called Postcards from Narbonne, and it is on the CD, brand new from our guest today, Daniel Zieringer. It's called Journeyman's Songs, the songs of Stephen Winteregg, who is currently a teacher at Cedarville University, but with deep Miami Valley roots.
Absolutely.
As does our guest have today. The album, by the way, available at Amazon and CD Baby, and if you want to get it at iTunes, you can either get the hard copy or a download, or I suppose both. It probably
absolutely
comes both
can get
ways.
Both.
And just a great investment in some local music. Again, our guest, Daniel Zieringer, and that's Z-E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. Good German name there.
Long German name.
Isn't
that
good?
That was fun to learn as a child, let me tell you.
H, why the H? I don't H doesn't make any sense there. You've agreed to play a little something for us, and I want to first ask about your instrument. Almost always when you're at the level that you've achieved, there's a bond. There's been something. This has accompanied you through many recitals, rehearsals. And tell us about your axe there.
Okay. What I'm holding right now is my my C trumpet. Most people are familiar with a B-flat trumpet. That's what we all learned on high school, jazz band, stuff like that.
And that just means the length of it. So its natural note is a different pitch.
The here's the B-flat trumpet.
Oh.
Have a B-flat with me. And then C, whoops.
Okay.
And the C, so you can see how this where the mouthpiece is longer on the B-flat.
A little longer.
Yeah.
So, all right. So the C, a little shorter. So the shorter you get, the higher, generally,
exactly.
The pitch.
Exactly. And there's D-E-flat trumpets, and then there's the little piccolo trumpet up higher than this. But the C trumpet is what we mostly use when you play on an orchestra. And it's the instrument that I prefer to play on. Most of my professional playing, I am playing in the orchestra, so I'm playing on this horn a lot. But this particular one was handmade for me by an artist in Cincinnati about 2000, so about 16 years ago.
Wow.
And if you look here, you can see it's number 4, so it's the fourth horn that he made.
That person ever made?
Yes.
Oh.
And so it's a horn that I helped design, and I love it.
Well,
I absolutely love it.
You know, silver, just
it's
gorgeous.
It's silver, double silver plated, and it's been with me through thick and thin, and I've certainly am very familiar with this instrument.
Other than
sure.
Its formal name, the sea horn, does it have a nickname like Bessie or?
Oh my gosh! You know, I've called it a few things over the years, but I don't have a formal name for my instruments. I've never gone there.
That's kind of funny because my car is Bessie, you know. But anyway,
sure.
Daniel Zieringer and the sea horn live in studio. If you want, tell us a little bit about your
sure.
Play.
I'm going to play from the. I think that we played track 3 earlier, and I'm going to play another piece from the first piece on the CD called "Reflections of Quo'Heleth," and this is a 5-movement suite that's just for trumpet alone. So, if you're not familiar with the sound of the trumpet, this would be a great opportunity for you to buy the CD, of course, and listen to what a trumpet sounds like by itself. Because we don't really hear a lot of that.
You don't.
Yeah. So this movement that I'm going to play is called A Time for Loving. And what I was trying to accomplish with this particular movement was to kind of evoke that sense of spirit of a loving energy. When I recorded this on the CD, I actually played this on flugelhorn, which is a different instrument that I'm going to play for it right now. So I'll just play a little bit of it.
Let's hear it. It's Dan Zieringer live on Excursions.
Thank you.
Daniel Zieringer live on 91.3 WYSO. So we're rolling tape on this, and while you're playing, I'm watching these beautiful sound. It's like sculpture that goes along. It's a linear graph that's sort of the louder, the longer. So listeners can imagine what I'm seeing here. And when you're doing the vibrato, it's like little raindrops on a wire.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Raindrops on a wire. I like that. You know, getting a grip on your vibrato is so important as a solo artist or any musician.
Singers,
singers, definitely. And understanding how the use of vibrato can really help add to the emotional content of the piece. You know, I just believe that vibrato, a lot of trumpet players play with no vibrato at all, which I can't even imagine because it's your opportunity to be so expressive.
Right.
Why would you take that tool out of your toolbox? You know what I mean?
Ah.
But this particular movement does go on for about another 2 minutes, and it sounds completely different on the flugelhorn. As you can imagine, the flugel gives you a much more mellow effect. But I thought I'd just sample a little bit for you today on the C just to give you a little taste.
And forgive my ignorance, a flugelhorn has way many more curls in it. It's played sort of, you hold it to the side. Like under your
That's
arm?
That's a French horn.
My ignorance is vast.
Hey, you know it had horn
vast.
In it, so
it did.
You're very close. You're close to the brass family. The flugelhorn, actually, Chuck Mangione is the person that comes to mind when most people think of flugelhorn, because he played it in the 70s, that song.
It was so famous, it was on like General Hospital.
Yeah, that one that goes on and on and on. Yes. That's flugelhorn. That's flugelhorn.
Right on. It is smooth. It has a suave smoothness to it.
Yes, absolutely.
And why is that? How is it?
Well, you know why? It's because it's so, it's the same length as a normal trumpet.
Okay.
But it's made out of, the bell is much more conical, it's bigger.
Okay. Okay.
And its ancestry goes back to Germany to the post horn when the mailman, the postman, would be riding around in the countryside. He would toot on this horn to let you know that mail was arriving. So,
okay, I love that.
Isn't that
what
neat?
What an image.
You know, and
nice.
leave it to the Germans, of course, to come up with something like that. But when the valve became invented and put on instruments, they put it on this post horn, and it was this really mellow, wonderful instrument. And nowadays, we mostly use it for jazz.
Yeah,
that's where you mostly see it. And, you know, I don't self-identify as a jazz musician. I am square for the most part. But there are a lot of jazz elements in this CD, and it's been interesting to hear reviews and to talk to people who are like, wow, I didn't know that you were a jazz guy. And I'm like, well, don't tell real jazz folks because I am not. But it certainly was fun to kind of expand my horizons too.
Everybody's got a little jazz in them.
I think
everybody.
So. Of course.
It
yes.
bubbles out of the soil of this country. We're in studio with Daniel Zieringer. He is a professor of trumpet at Wright State University, their School of Music. He also has this brand new CD out. It's called Daniel Zieringer, and let me spell Z-E-H. And then Ringer.
Got it.
Right. So
Zay
it's just the
Ringer.
Zay Ringer.
Yes.
Daniel Zieringer, Z-E-H, and then Ringer. Journeyman's Songs, the music of Stephen Winteregg. Stephen with a V and Winteregg, just as you would think. You can get it at Amazon, at CD Baby. And if you get it at iTunes, you can order a hard copy, and I think a download comes with that. And I highly recommend the hard copy because then you get the art and a little bit of information about this very cool Miami Valley cooperative effort.
Yes.
This was made right here.
Made in Ohio, made in Dayton.
Congratulations. Do people call you Dr. Dan?
They do.
Of course they do.
But, you know, you can just call me Dan.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Sure.
Dr. Daniel Zieringer or Dr. Dan to the rest of us. What a pleasure. We've got one more queued up here. It's called African Fanfare. Tell us a little bit about that.
African Fanfare is a duet. It's a short little piece. And Steve wrote this when he was on a trip. And he heard this instrument, this African instrument, I can't think of what the actual instrument is right now. Let's see. I'm going to pull it up here. The akadinda, which is kind of like a xylophone type instrument.
Oh.
And he heard this and decided, you know what? I'm going to write a trumpet duet that imitates this instrument. So this piece was really a challenge to record because it's me playing both parts. And to make them line up was...
Do you use a click track?
I did not use a click track.
So it's just your internal beat.
Yes.
You had to rely on.
So I had the mic, I had the headphones in one ear and was playing it in the studio in the other ones. And we had to take a number of takes, but it was really fun. It's not every day you get to record with yourself.
Daniel Zeringer on Why So.
Thanks.
Nicely done. I'm going to say that you pretty much nailed that.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
In studio with Dr. Z, Dr. Dan Zeringer. That's Z-E-H and then Ringer, the new album just out. It's called Journeyman's Songs, the music of Stephen Winteregg. And just congratulations all the way around. Some really lovely forays in this arc that you present on this record, but it ends with a collection that's called Popular Variations on a Classical Theme. We heard one coming in, but if you want to tell us, we're going to listen to another and tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
Sure thing. This last track, this last setting on the CD, was probably the most fun of all of the things to put together. It's a jazz trio, so it's me on trumpet, string bass, Don Compton on string bass, and then Jerry Noble on percussion. So he was playing xylophone on some pieces, drum set, and actually on one of the movements I actually get to play a few percussion instruments as well, which was a hoot for me. But this entire variations are based on Dvorak's theme, the going home theme from the Ninth Symphony, the second movement. And I know that may have just blown a few people's minds there, but I think that if you listen to the first movement, which is the theme, you'll hear the going home theme and you'll be like, oh, I've heard that before. I know that because it's a lot used for commercials and in advertising as well. So basically what this last set of tracks here does is it takes that theme and it puts it into a 40s, a 50s, 60s, a 70s, and an 80s style. And it's just absolutely brilliant how Steve was able to take just three instruments, put them together, and create such a different flavor for each style period that we have here.
So we're gonna take a little the 10 years that we called the disco 70s. We're gonna hear that in a moment. But let me say to you, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Congratulations Nikki. On your new doctorhood and your fabulous new record. It is Daniel Zeringer, Z-E-H Ringer. Zeringer, Journeyman's Songs, the music of Stephen Winteregg, and you can find it. I hope you will. Support local music by checking out at Amazon, CD Baby, or iTunes. And congratulations. Thanks again, Dan.
Thanks for having me in.
Hang on. Hey, we're going to get there. This is a, although that sounded great, sounded very good. We're going to try 18. There we go. See, this is the richness you get. You get 19 full tracks on there. This is it for real. And I'll say thanks again.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
from our guest, the new record just out and featuring some of the finest of Wright State Music School faculty and then some. And our guest today, Daniel Zeringer. It's called Journeyman's Songs, the music of Stephen Winteregg. Support local music if you have a mind and do that. You can go search for that at Amazon or CD Baby or go on iTunes. Or you can just go to the Wright State University page, search in the School of Music. You can find him there, Dan Zeringer, that's Z-E-H, Ringer. And many thanks to Dan for talking with us today. We'll put information on WISO's Facebook page about how to make the connections. Thanks for listening to today on 91.3.